Well, hello, pinkies. It's the Faye Driver once again. How are y'all doing? I've been listening to Big Fatty, and now every time I finish listening to Big Fatty, I talk like some country bumpkin. So I hope y'all are having a mighty fine day. Yes! No! Yes! Sorry about that. So, what's going on today? Well, we are off driving around the countryside. Today we are driving the spy car. And I've just said goodbye to Mother Anderson and Grandmother Anderson. So they've stopped for a visit with us. And now they are heading off to Mother Anderson's brother's place, so for a visit there. So it was really lovely to have Mother Anderson here. Always a treat to see her and Grandma Anderson as well. A lot of fun, the both of them. They're really just like a couple of high school girls, the two of them. In any case, So they are on their way. We may see them again next week. And I am on my way to buy tires because I am the consummate consumer. I am now going to go buy winter tires for the little green truck with a big heart since it is November and we're going to want to have some snowies. So I'm just getting a couple of snowies to throw on the back end in case it actually does snow. Sometimes it snows in Vancouver, sometimes it doesn't. And since all the other vehicles that we own are horrible in the snow, I like to get the truck outfitted and ready for any occurrence. So that's what I'm doing today. I also have to go and... Oh, lovely corner here. And get the scooter. Mr. Anderson's scooter has been in for service, so that is all fixed and ready to go. So I've got to do that today as well. So we've had lots of interesting comments come through from my little rant about it gets better. So, I'm really torn on this subject. I really appreciate the comments, even the dissenting ones, all respectfully given. And so thank you, those people who wrote into the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast to give me their opinions. All of the opinions I've received are valid, so I appreciate them all. And even, you know, today I was listening to Ben and Dave's Six Pack, another podcast. And they were discussing a little bit about this. And their take on it was, you know, they were saying, why is it so, you know, what is so horrible about being gay that it has to get better? I think that's essentially what they were on about, is, you know, things aren't so terrible about being gay or being a young gay person. Sort of the impression we're giving with this it gets better is that, life sucks, and which they don't necessarily agree with. And I agree with that point of view as well. This is a really difficult, I really appreciate what Dan Savage and the It's Get Better campaign has done. I think it's fantastic. It's extremely important. And I respect the work and all of the things that so many people have gone to the trouble of creating videos and putting that stuff out there. And that's great. And it's really been a fantastic campaign to raise awareness about things. And I appreciate what's been done with this campaign so far. I think it's fantastic. And I've already said my piece about, you know, it's just a little bit too trite for me to say, you know, just tough it out, you poor bastard, because in 30 years, you're going to be fine. Well, that's great for 30 years from now, but for the right now, I don't know how comforting it is. You know, I'm not going to talk any more about that, because just by the sheer fact of me talking about it, we're promulgating this problem, you know. And I think we should just shut up about it, really. I'd really, really want to say thank you to Bridget from Stitching and Junk and the Emergency Pants podcast. Bridget wrote me a really lovely email, and I thank you very much, Bridget. That was really nice. And I want to say hello to Dale in Vancouver. Dale runs the HD Inspirations blog, www.hdinspirations.com. And he wrote me back a lovely letter about losing the superhero's lair. So thank you for your comments on that as well, Dale. I appreciate that. So overall, things are coming back to normal for me, I think. I've been awfully busy with, you know, just nonsense things, minuscule stuff. The minute, the mundane, and now I have a handle on things. Things are going well. You know, I have nothing to complain about other than my long list of chores. So things are pretty good here in the Fey Driver's lair, or Fey Driver's realm. I do have to stop using that word, the lair. I do miss the lair. I miss the lair a lot. But it's gone now, and we'll move on. We'll move on from all that. Okay, so now I'm going to have to go because I have to do some heavy-duty driving to get to my tire store here. We are in the bit of the middle of the rush hour, so I think I'll check out for now and step in with you a little later.